With plenty of cloudiness, temperatures are running below seasonable levels. Highs today are running mainly in the 70s, so another cool day across our area with moderate levels of humidity. Our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the mid-60s, so it is on the muggy side. And we do have some showers around in spots, and we will keep that chance for showers as we go through the night. And there's still a chance for a few lingering showers into the day tomorrow. Now, a couple of these showers may have a few rumbles of thunder, and there may even be some heavier downpours. There is a flash flood watch in effect for portions of southeastern New York. There have been some areas that have picked up quite a bit of rain over the past couple of days, so if you happen to be in one of those areas and you see any heavy rain today, there is the potential for some localized flooding, so that is something to keep in mind. Now, this is all being triggered by an upper-level disturbance that is making its way slowly through the area. The disturbance remains in place tonight, so we'll keep that chance for showers at times in our forecast. Temperatures tonight will be mainly in the 60s, with some 50s in the higher elevations. We'll start to see the humidity levels come down a little bit more, so it'll be a fairly comfortable sleepy night across eastern New York and western New England. Moving into the day tomorrow, that disturbance will continue to work its way off to the southeast. It will still be close enough that it could trigger at least a couple of showers going through the day tomorrow. Otherwise, we're looking at mainly dry weather under a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures tomorrow will still be below normal for this time of year, but should it be above where they've been today. So a little bit warmer tomorrow in most spots, and it will not be especially humid. Moving into the day Wednesday, we'll see a ridge of high pressure build in, so we're looking for a good amount of sunshine. A couple of clouds will mix in, and temperatures on Wednesday will rebound a little bit more, so we should be up into the 80s in most areas, fairly close to what is seasonal for this time of year. Then it will turn a little bit more humid and a little bit warmer as we head into Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, chance of a passing shower, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, chance of a passing shower with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, chance of a passing shower, muggy with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers with areas of fog, low 60 to 66. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, chance of a passing shower, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny and dry, high 78 to 84, and on Thursday, partly sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid, with highs mainly in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.